Hey, it's Kim Jefferson of the Fabulous Fit Squad, and this month's book report is 50 Ways to Soothe Yourself Without Food by Susan Albers. Before we get started, I just wanted to share with you, you know, where I get my ideas for books or what books I read. And for me, I ask clients, I ask colleagues, I post on Facebook, I post on Twitter, and I'm always looking for great health mindset books. So if you have any books, I would love to hear your feedback. And, you know, just shoot me an email. My email is squadleader@fabfitsquad.com. And that's all one word. So I'm going to get back to the book. And this book, it just, boom, hits home on so many different levels. Most of my clients are women, and most of my clients, I can say, you know, there are techniques in here that I will be taking away. There are techniques that I will be, you know, incorporating into my my practices. You know, there's just so many easily implementable strategies in here. There's none of this like blue sky stuff. It's really, you know, looking in the mirror and, you know, practicing a better dialogue with yourself. It's, you know, meditating. It's journaling. It's, you know, really not anything that is, you know, go out and spend a whole lot of money or go out and do all this other crazy stuff. It's literally, you know, sitting in the moment and starting to recognize what causes you to reach for food. And, you know, at the very beginning, she talks about, you know, when we were kids, you know, and I see it all the time with my friends and their kids. You know, your kid cries, you know, your first instinct after you see that they're not physically harmed is to give them a bottle, to give them a pacifier, to give them something to soothe themselves. And, you know, I'm not one of those people who, you know, I don't have children, so I don't know any of the proper methods, but, you know, I see that, you know, we hand someone, if I'm upset, I hand you something. And so as an adult, if I don't learn how to translate that into other activities, that translates into food, that could translate into smoking, it can translate into other ways for me to soothe myself. And, you know, let's face it, if food were a drug, for a lot of people, it would be illegal, and a lot of people would be in rehab because, you know, they reach for food to fill the voids. And this book just, you know, goes through so many things, and, you know, it talks about, like, you know, cleaning out the urge to eat. And it's just 50 different ways that you can take a look and see what works best for you. Like, what, you know, what resonates with you. You know, it talks about, you know, stress eating and, you know, coming up with affirmations to kind of calm you down. And, you know, I know that a lot of times for me, when I'm stressed, I'm like, oh my God, and I don't eat. And then when I'm not stressed, I feel like I need a reward. And, you know, sometimes that reward is this big old meal that, you know, I can barely button my pants. And is that healthy? You know, is it better to do something else to reward myself? And so, you know, some of the affirmations she comes up with is, you know, eating won't resolve this problem. I can do this. It just takes time. I'm going to feel less stressed any minute. I can hang in there. So it's really just, you know, putting these simple things up on your mirror and reminding you of this. You know, it's also, you know, talking about journaling, like, what's the worst case scenario? And it's like, you know, what's so terrible about what you're feeling right now? And really kind of getting to the crux of why, what are your feelings, and not just drowning your feelings in food. And one of the methods that, you know, I utilize when I'm trying to get to the heart of a problem are the five whys. And it's just like, you know, why do I want to eat right now? I just ate. And it's just kind of asking yourself question after question after question. And it'll really help you get to the root of why are you eating. And, you know, another thing that she, you know, brings up that was kind of, you know, really, you know, eye-opening is that, you know, some of us eat for not stressed, but to eat because we're in an uncomfortable situation. So it's easier to hang up by the buffet than it is to go up and talk to a stranger. So if you were at a, you know, a company function and no one in your department attended or they're not there yet. So it's easy to hang out by the buffet and, you know, eat versus go and introduce yourself to others within the company or networking parties or anything like that. It's just easier to hang out by the buffet. You know, so it's really talks about, you know, getting to your inner critic and coming up with a number, or like I said before, a number of strategies, relaxation techniques, just so that you can understand like where this is all coming from. And, you know, it also talks about, you know, the two types of hunger. And I love that. It's like, is it an emotional hunger or is it a belly hunger? You know, is it, you know, if I'm eating so fast that I don't even really recall eating, that's more of an emotional hunger. But if I eat because, you know, my belly is growling, I feel like I'm going to pass out, that's a belly hunger. That's two different scenarios. So it really goes through and it's great, or it's nicely organized regarding, you know, it starts with, you know, like I said, about talking about when we were kids and what our parents did to help us soothe. And then it kind of goes through our adulthoods and gives us just 50 really practical solutions that can work for anyone in any scenario. And, you know, I found myself, you know, seeing myself in some of these 50 ways, but I also found other techniques and tips that I can use for my clients. Again, amazing book. I hope that you run out and grab this book. It's definitely a nice, fast, quick read. You know, some people don't even need to read it cover to cover. At the very beginning, she lists out all the different ways to soothe yourself. And so, you know, if you find that yourself, you find that you are, in fact, someone who is a, you know, an emotional eater, definitely just hop into the area where you find that you, that resonates with you, or hop into the area that you feel like, you know what, that's totally me. And you won't be disappointed. So thank you so much for listening. Next month, I will be reading Why Diets Are Failing Us. And it's by Dr. Peter Greenlaw. And I'm hoping it will be as fascinating as this book has been. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you next month.